producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Kicking off the week. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Just going to be you and me today. I've always sort of fantasized about being the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. You know, the benevolent dictator of the universe. Sort of like our current president, President Nine Iron. Now, I view this whole gun issue thing as a great general barometer for individual liberty and personal accountability. And if I were the all-master being, I've just been trying to figure out what my first acts would be when I'm looking at some of this more onerous gun law. And that would be quite a challenge with over 20,000 20,000 gun control laws on the books. The challenge would be because of compromise, you understand? And that's why. But not compromise in the truest sense of the word, because real compromise means that each side gives up a little, yet wins a little of what they want. Both sides share in the respective upsides and downsides, which is not what we have in gun control. There's no such thing as real compromise. There's only submission. It's just a code word for you guys just keep giving up more and more ground while we give up nothing until we achieve the complete and total civilian disarmament. So what would I get rid of? What would I strike down? What would I be slapping around first in my first official acts? Because, you know, there would be plenty of days to go, but where would I start? Well, the first thing I would do would be to completely obliterate the Gun-Free School Zone Act of 1990. Nothing more than a feel-good rule, nothing more than a feel-good law. When he was a senator, our very insightful vice president, Shotgun Joe Biden, introduced that one. First of all, that law does nothing to protect children. And it also creates very soft targets for evildoers. Since schools are self-defense free zones, they are exactly the number one target of sociopaths. I would remove that target. I would, in fact, place military veterans there, kitted up for full combat. If they are sociopathic enough to ignore them, well, they deserve everything they get. My next one would be the Gun Control Act of 1968. I would just, big eraser, just erase it from the books. This is what created the whole FFL system and the bloated overhead that goes with it. While private sales are still legal in most of the United States, you can't go to a gun shop and when you go to a gun shop, you are now dealing with federal government bureaucracy. You can't sell your gun across state lines without getting two FFL dealers involved in the process. And the Gun Control Act is the leading reason that the ATF is spreading faster than the Ebola virus right now at a Chuck E. Cheese playground. to my FFL buddies, I would not be looking to drive you out of business for that. I would want you to be able to focus on selling guns and ammo and accessories, not dealing with paperwork and audits by the federal government. You can thank me for that later. Right after that, I'm looking at the National Firearms Act. This is where the downhill slide of gun legislation started. It was amended by the 1968 Gun Control Act. This is the certain firearms restriction business, certain accessories restriction business, certain configurations restriction business. It is ridiculous today that I can own an AR-15 pistol and put a SIGTAC buttstock on it, and that's legal. I don't have to go through the NFA to do it, but I can't put a buttstock on it when they function exactly in the same way. It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous that I can't go and buy a suppressor at the Ace Hardware store. And while I have no yearning to own a fully automatic weapon, given the fact that a civilian-owned fully automatic weapon has never been used in the commission of a crime, it is ridiculous that you have to pay $20,000 for something that was $550 earlier in 1986. Simply ridiculous. Then, because I am the old master being of time, space, and dimension, I would sweep aside certain Tenth Amendment claims that New York State might impose upon me, and I would say the SAFE Act is history. This is an example of bad government behavior at its worst. So this would be simply an issue of principle for me. If you were watching one of the, you know, some people were distracted by, you know, Real Housewives in Toad Suck, Arkansas or something. So this law was rammed through under the cover of darkness and signed by Governor Andrew Happy Tyrant Pin Cuomo on the same day as soon as it is before the ink had dried up on it. There was no debate on this. Our legislative system, by design, is supposed to seem dysfunctional. There's supposed to be debate. We're supposed to argue. We're supposed to call each other names. That's how issues get resolved. Compromises, real compromises, achieved, and good decisions are made. All I'm waiting on now to implement these first four steps is for my benevolent dictator uniform to arrive to me. It will be resplendent. And that's just the beginning of things. You notice I didn't talk anything about New Jersey. One of the things I would do as benevolent dictator, all master being of time, space, and dimension, is I would give New Jersey a choice. If they wish to remain the way they are, we will wall them in and they can enjoy themselves with all of that they get to keep inside. Or they can join the rest of the 21st century. They can join the rest of America. They can reinstate rights or just get out of the way. They don't even have to do that. I, as benevolent dictator, will bestow, you know, I'll get all the things in place to where the rights just simply happen. New Jersey would be a big target. California would be another. But when it was all said and done, you could carry your gun anywhere you wanted to carry it. You can carry it in the open. You can carry it concealed because free men get to decide for themselves what they're going to do. Yes, they do on a regular basis. Not so much in today's United States, but that's what the Founding Fathers envisioned. And I would be channeling my inner Founding Fathers. I haven't decided which one I'd want to be. Maybe Madison. Madison was sort of a renegade. I liked him. We'd be buddies. I just think about stuff like that. I just think about how easy it should be so simple to enjoy our civil rights, our God-given rights. And yet, it's all of these idiot politicians who decide what you can't have, what you need, what you don't need, all this other stuff. And they're just messing things up. This should be a party. Instead, it's almost like a wake. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
at 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Matthew Halleck is a father, and he wants to protect his two daughters in every way possible that he can imagine that he can do it. And like millions of other Americans in the United States today, that means legally carrying a gun every day. He even carries a gun to drop his daughters off at school. However, He is very careful not to violate any state laws in the process. Now, if you're one of those that freaks out about the 1,000-foot federal gun-free zone around schools, the federal law exempts people who hold a carry permit. Sorry. However, the logic isn't good enough for one anti-gunner. According to KAAL, Matthew is no longer the only one who knows he's carrying a gun. There's a sign that went up in a front yard across the street from the school that has Matthew's picture on it and reads, this man carries a loaded gun around your children every day. Since we don't have a way to stop him, we felt it was important to notify the neighborhood and the parents that there's an armed man in their presence. Send Kimberly Edson, a Rochester resident, who put the sign up. The first couple of days of school, we had it very visible. We saw it and were quite concerned. Kimberly called the police the day the picture was taken, but they said Matthew has a legal right to carry off school property. He also contacted authorities concerning the sign, Matthew did, and while they briefly took the sign down, it was eventually determined that Kimberly was also breaking no laws. He has a Second Amendment right to carry a gun. I have my First Amendment right to say that I don't like it, said Edson. Very true, you busybody. Very true. Amazing how much people will cling to certain things when they're bashing one right. You know, one right doesn't supersede the other. As a matter of fact, the Second Amendment right that Matthew is enjoying is making it easier for you, Kimberly, to have that side in the first place. If there was no Second Amendment, I don't think there would be a First Amendment. I also have a constitutional right, like that sign. I have a constitutional right to say to you, Kimberly, you busybody, crazy woman, why are you attacking somebody that is just a good guy? Because he has a gun? Oh, a gun. What are you going to accomplish with your sign? What Mr. Halleck is doing is completely legal, and it surrounds you everywhere you go. When you go out of the, you know, when you get beyond the threshold of your nice little home in Rochester where you have the sign in the front yard, when you get beyond that, you're surrounded by him. Surrounded. Literally surrounded by him. And my goodness, they do nothing to you. How about that? That's because good people are carrying them. If a bad person's ever carrying a gun, you'll know because they will be coming to you, and none of your busybody antics are going to stop them. In several states, it is already completely legal for parents to carry onto school property when picking up and dropping off their children. You have to, you know, check your state laws to be sure. The very best case scenario that would come from this will raise awareness of the fact that parents in Minnesota can't escort their children onto school property, and hopefully that law will be changed. It also will, it has a reverse effect. If a would-be shooter sees that sign, how does he know how far Matthew Halleck goes? How does he know that Matthew Halleck's the only one that does this? Because odds are he isn't. The odds would be that he is not. Might make it less of a gun-free zone, huh? What a accidental collateral benefit it is. Kimberly, thank you so much for being a busybody and pointing out something that, you know, is really none of your business anyway. Thank you so very much for that. I wish that the FCC was not in my way because I would tell you what you are. There's a lot of choice words for you, for people like you, who shriek and point out everything like you're from Invasion of the Body Snatchers and there's a human. You're pointing out a citizen of Minnesota, an American, who's carrying something you don't like. It's the same thing, you know, in the hands of a law-abiding person, a gun is the same thing for, as your purse is to you, Kimberly. But I know, you know, you can't be a busybody about a purse. That's got utility, doesn't it? Purses do. They help my lipstick and my compact. You know. But no, father that wants to protect his kids, and by extension, other children, he's a bad guy. And let's put a picture of him up. Let's put a picture of him up. What a bad person this guy is. Because he wants to be a good father. And, you know, part of being a good parent is making sure that your children are still around for you to parent too. And this guy has seen, yeah, and you know what, Kimberly, you know, Minnesota might go the way of Utah. I don't know of any laws pending on that, but they possibly could, where teachers are going to start arming themselves. Oh, no. Won't that be horrible? It's a good thing, Kimberly, that I'm not the all-master being of time, space, and dimension. Because as the benevolent dictator, what I would do was when I saw your sign, I would also make you put a "We are a gun-free household" sign in your front yard. Even time, this is a FCC thing, this is a broadcast thing. If you're going to do one thing one way, you have to give even time to the other stuff, and I would demand that for you so that, you know, everybody else would know how much more enlightened you are and what a great target you would be for a home invasion. But you know why I wouldn't do that, really? That'd be inviting pain onto you, and I don't want pain on you. Which means that we have to put up with your stupidity, which is pain to me. I keep liking this benevolent dictator thing more and more and more. The only problem is with that when you are the all-master being of time, space, and dimension, I think you might have like an ego thing happening at that point, and I don't need that to happen to me. Then I might go off the deep end. I might start golfing. Huh. And I just can't have that. I can't abide by that. I really, truly, in all seriousness, I think this is going to have the opposite effect. I don't think Mr. Halleck cares. He probably doesn't care. Busybody lady, continue to put your signs up. Maybe Mr. Halleck could get some, you know, Genesis Communications is in Minnesota, and I know quite a few of the Genesis people carry guns. Maybe we could have a gun carry-in at the school drop-off. Then that means that I would have to make provisions for refreshments. I'll have to think about that. We'll be right back. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor. Come and take it.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Free Strike Eye.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Free Strike Eye ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business, too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. As the hopefully newly anointed benevolent dictator, one of the reasons I looked at the New York SAFE Act is just because of what it is and the way it happened. When the SAFE Act was introduced, legislators had less than 2 hours to read it. Then Cuomo invoked an emergency measure that avoided the normal 3-day waiting period and debate time because it was an emergency. One of the things that this act does is it compels licensed mental health professionals to report any patient they deem likely to engage in conduct that will result in serious harm to self or others. That means in New York that if you're seeing somebody, if you have a mental health issue and you're trying to do something, you're doing the right thing, but if a mental health official reports you, then you just lost a lot of your rights without any form of due process. And the New York Times over the weekend gave this away. There's a database out there. They're putting together databases to cross-check and reference, you see. And this new database has a new amount of people that have a gun disability. Nearly 35,000 people. Sam Semberis, a former director of New York City's Involuntary Hospitalization Program for Homeless and Dangerous People, now the chief of Pathways to Housing, said, "This seems extraordinarily high to me. Assumed dangerousness is a far cry from actual dangerousness." It's kind of like assuming that, you know, New Yorkers shouldn't be able to exercise their natural civil and constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Until and unless they satisfy the powers that be that they're not fraternizing with felons on Facebook. Remember what we talked about last week where you need to have your Facebook login to get your permit processed? In this particular case, however, the police are obligated to revoke the gun license and confiscate firearms from anyone who's on the list, which is compiled without the gun owner's knowledge. You're just a gun owner. You're just sitting around being a gun owner, and suddenly somebody from the New York law enforcement pounds on your door and says, we need your guns, we need your permit, give them up right now. Give them up or we'll put you in the straitjacket. You crazy. And then these people are barred from owning a firearm until their names are purged from the system. Now, if you're on the list, which I don't know how you would know until they come for your guns, you can challenge the inclusion of your name in court at your own expense, of course. And it's way worse than that, if you can believe it. The way the law has played out, local officials are saying frontline mental health workers feel compelled to routinely report mentally ill patients brought to an emergency room by the police or ambulances. County health officials are then supposed to vet each case before it is sent to Albany for a final decision on whether or not to include an individual on the No Second Amendment for You list. But there's so many names that are funneled to county health authorities through the system, about 500 per week statewide, that it's become a rubber stamping process now. This is the same thing. This is... I've talked many times. I don't know how many times I've talked about it here, but I've talked many times about the veterans. You know, there's 175,000 veterans now today that don't have their Second Amendment rights. All because they can't handle their VA disability benefit. What that boils down to is they get their money and they're irresponsible with it. In the view of the VA, I don't have any, there's no individual examples of this, but when they put you under a fiduciary to handle your VA disability benefit, you automatically get added to the No Guns For You list on the FBI NICS. This is the thing that it infuriates me. They've been using the military veterans of this country as a petri dish for this. And New York has looked at this, apparently, and they figured out this is a way to do it. And this is essentially the same sort of process. The reporting requirement took effect on March 16, 2013, and until October 3rd, between March and October 3rd, 41,427 reports have been made on people who have been flagged as potentially dangerous. Among these, 40,678, all but a few hundred of the cases were passed to Albany by county officials, according to the data obtained by the Times. They have, in Dutchess County, they have a commissioner of mental hygiene. His name is Kenneth N. Glatt. And he said that at first he had carefully scrutinized every name sent to him through the SAFE Act, but then he realized that he was just a middleman and that it was unlikely he would ever meet or examine any of these patients. So he simply began checking off the online boxes, sometimes without even reviewing the narrative about a patient. Dr. Glatt, a psychologist, said, "Every so often I read one just to be sure. I am not going to second guess. I don't see the patient. I don't know the patient." He said it would be more efficient and more honest for therapists to report names directly to the Division of Criminal Justice Services, which checks them against gun permit applications. So, in New York State, gun rights can be revoked now by frontline mental health workers, sort of like AB 1014, which New York wants to have one of those too. New York State wants to have pre-crime as well. How great is that? If you're with the Brady campaign, it's awesome. It's absolutely simply awesome. It's awesome. Brian Malta, Senior National Policy Director for the Brady campaign, says that if just one dangerous person has a gun taken away, that's a good thing. But what if one person that has his gun taken away dies because they couldn't defend themselves or their family? Is that a good thing, Brian? Is that a smoking hot thing? Isn't that a bad thing, really? But here's the problem. When the New York Times thinks that this gun control law is a piece of excrement, you can bet that it's a steaming one. Now, of course, the Times can't leave it at that. After exposing the inefficiency and uselessness of the SAFE Act's mental health provisions, they conclude it doesn't go far enough. They write, despite the breadth of the law, significant loopholes remain. Outside of New York City, permits are not required to buy long guns, so nothing would stop someone in the database from buying a shotgun, for example, after being released from a hospital. I just got checked out, now I want a Remington 870. It's also unclear exactly how the process for confiscating someone's guns is enforced. And law enforcement officials may not even be aware of all the guns someone owns. Oh, no. It doesn't go far enough. Due process, the removal of due process just doesn't go far enough. That's what it boils down to. If only my uniform will get here fast enough. I think that Andrew Cuomo, I'm trying to think of what a good job, I don't want to put him out of work or anything because that just adds to unemployment. I wonder what a good job would be for Andrew. And for that, for Brian Malti, and for all these other yahoos in New York who just seem to think it doesn't matter. But when someone does get hurt, when someone does die because they took the guns, the blood will be on their hands, and they won't care. All right. Time for the blood pressure medication. I'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lou Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Low. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Also coming from the New York Times, there's a story out right now where they're finally looking at the accounting from Officer Darren Williams in the Michael Brown shooting affair. According to the New York Times, the police officer who fatally shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri 2 months ago was told investigators that he was pinned in the vehicle and in fear of his life as he struggled over his gun with Mr. Brown. Darren Wilson told the authorities that during the scuffle, Mr. Brown reached for the gun. It was fired twice in the car, according to forensics tests performed by the FBI. The first bullet struck Mr. Brown in the arm. The second bullet missed, which, for me, raises a few questions. Why did the Times use the phrase, "it was fired," instead of "Officer Wilson fired his gun"? If indeed it was Officer Wilson who fired his gun. And what level of retention? Police officers have something called retention holsters, where it's actually a two-step process to draw it and actually clear it. Be nice to know what kind of holster he was using at the time. The New York Times also wants to know why, after he emerged from his vehicle, Wilson fired at Mr. Brown multiple times. According to them, it contradicts some witness accounts, and it will not calm those who have been demanding to know why an unarmed man was shot a total of 6 times. This is the whole nonsense of the hierarchy of lethality and disparity of force. Michael Brown weighed nearly 300 pounds. He had already broken Darren Wilson's ocular orbit around his eye on his face. You shoot a threat until it goes down, and apparently Michael Brown was charging him. This sort of clears up where the round in the arm came from, because I've been wondering about that myself. Now it makes perfect sense. But the new information does very little to change the important question. Was Officer Wilson in imminent danger of death or grievously bodily harm when he shot Michael Brown when the officer was outside his vehicle? You know, another question I have is, did Michael Brown even realize he'd been shot one time already? Or was he so junk, you know, such an adrenaline surge that he didn't know it? And it makes me wonder, would he re-engage Wilson after the life or death struggle in the cruiser? It might have been a fight, flight, or freeze thing. And those were his options when Wilson pointed a gun at him and ordered him to stop, presumably. If so, wrong answer, quite obviously. According to some eyewitness accounts, Officer Wilson was the aggressor. But there's other eyewitness accounts that contradict that. But then the New York Times returns to certain facts of the matter, such as they were known. The officials briefed on the case said the forensic evidence gathered in the car lent credence to Officer Wilson's version of events. According to his account, he was trying to leave his vehicle when Mr. Brown pushed him back in. Once inside the SUV, the two began to fight. Officer Wilson told investigators that he removed his gun from the holster on his right hip. Chief John Belmar of the St. Louis County Police Department has said in interviews that Officer Wilson was pushed back into the car by Mr. Brown and physically assaulted. The department is conducting the local investigation into Mr. Brown's death. Spokespeople for the FBI and the Justice Department declined to comment. I know why the Justice Department didn't want to comment. They're too busy running away from Fast and Furious. So they don't have time for this. FBI, different story. We'll see. We will see. The problem with this is going to be if they determine that Officer Wilson was rightfully threatened, imminently threatened with grievous bodily harm or death, and they find him to have done the right stuff, then we're going to have just an all-out fight happening in Ferguson, Missouri. In the streets. Or at least that's what they're saying they're going to do. That's what they're telegraphing they're going to do. Don't know how much of that is intimidation. Don't know how much of that is bluff. Don't know how much of that is reality. And it'll be one that they're destined to lose because they're not going to be joined by people to fight with them. There'll be some come in, to be sure, but, I mean, they will lose it eventually. And that will be a big black mark on America. Because somebody could not go down there. The only people that can go down there that seem to be able to do anything with these folks is the ones that are stirring the pot. The ones that are stirring the pot. So, we'll see. We'll see how that plays out. Now, I made reference to this last week about what's happening in the United Kingdom. Just got put into force concerning gun owners. There's 2 or 3 million legal gun owners in the United Kingdom. They are not the gun-free paradise. Now, the guns they're allowed to have are not exactly on my, I got to have this one first list, you know, as far as a self-defense tactical firearm, a personal defense weapon. But they do launch stuff. But apparently that's not, that's still too dangerous, apparently. The Home Office, which is the Department of the Interior of the UK, if you will, they put out a guide on firearm licensing law. They've added a new rule allowing for police to conduct warrantless surprise inspections of a gun owner's firearm storage practices. Now, as bad as that is, what's bad for us is that our president, President Nineiron, thinks that the England gun control policies should be the model for America to follow. That's big. That's a big problem. Prior to the new rule, the UK gun owners were already subject to arranged home visits by government agents to inspect their firearm storage arrangements. However, these new rules state that there will be unannounced home visits when judged necessary. And it supposedly is going to be based on specific intelligence in light of a particular threat or risk of harm. Now, I don't know what in Britain, in the UK, in England, whatever you want to call it, I don't know what is legal. The gun that I see most that seems to be held by people living in the UK seems to be a double-barreled shotgun. But what exactly What terroristic threat would be perpetrated with a double-barreled shotgun nowadays? Don't get me wrong, those things can be reloaded really fast. But at the same time, I don't care how fast you are reloading your double-barreled shotgun and bringing it back up on target, you are not going to touch a semi-automatic firearm that has more than two shots. You're not going to be able to touch it. You're not going to be able to touch the reloading of it. So it's not really, I mean, it's a threat in the right environment, but it's not a threat as far as terroristic, and that's what they're trying to say this is going to be. If you figure the phrase is based on specific intelligence in light of a particular threat or clear and reasoned explanation, if you think that's going to prevent unjustified police action, think again. The Association of Chief Police Officers, which is a union, if you will, in the UK, they have shed light on how they want to see the rule interpreted. It's something out of George Orwell's Ministry of Love that intends to enlist collaborators willing to inform on their gun-owning fellow subjects. It's the Stasi. It's the Stasi all over again. But this is... Barack Obama, he's constantly touting Australia and England as the way we need to go. And they and you know what? They haven't prevented anything. In Australia, they didn't have any mass shootings of any note. And then they had one. And then they passed this. And now they're saying, well, we haven't had one since we passed it. But gun crime is proliferating. Let's flip into hour number two, shall we? We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
No, no, no. I refuse to age. How would you like to refuse or even reverse the signs of aging? You can with a breakthrough skincare line that utilizes growth factors and plant stem cells to visibly turn back the clock. It's clinically proven and the results are stunning. Call 1-844-500-0815. 1-844-500-0815. Or visit irefusetoage.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.